This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Lava from a volcano that erupted in the Democratic Republic of Congo is reaching the airport in Goma, a volcano expert said on Saturday as the government activated plans to evacuate the city. The lakeside city of about 2 million was thought to be spared, but a new fracture has opened on the volcano, and the lava is moving south towards Goma. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it erupted in the early evening on Saturday, tinging the sky above Goma with a red glow. There are memories of the last eruption in 2002, which killed 250 people and left 120,000 people homeless. Residents Saturday grabbed mattresses and other belongings and fled towards the frontier with neighboring Rwanda. The UN Security Council is welcoming the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. A statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence and stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza. The statement further said it was urgent to restore calm and reiterated the importance of achieving peace based on the vision of a region where two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side with secure and recognized borders. The United States, Israel's closest ally, had earlier blocked four proposed council statements calling for a ceasefire that all other members supported, saying it could interfere with Biden administration efforts to end the hostilities. This is VOA News. The owner of a container ship that blocked the Suez Canal in March blames the Canal Authority over its grounding as it fights the holding of the ship and expensive fines. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, became jammed across the canal in high winds on March 23rd and remained grounded for 6 days, blocking traffic in both directions and disrupting global trade. The vessel has since been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal as the Suez Canal Authority pursues a nearly billion-dollar claim against its Japanese owner. Lawyers for the owner argued Saturday the authority had been at fault for allowing the ship to enter the waterway amid bad weather. Recordings from the ship that were presented to the court showed disagreements over whether it should even enter the canal. The ship should have been accompanied by at least two tugboats suitable for the size of the ship, but it didn't happen, according to lawyers. The girlfriend of a heavily armed Belgian soldier who's on the run called on him to make the story end as specialized forces continue hunting for him on Saturday. Jürgen Konings, a 46-year-old, is on a federal anti-terror watch list and was seen early this week near the home of a person he had threatened. Konings is an expert marksman known for his extreme right sympathies, and he was still thought to be hiding in a vast nature park in northeastern Belgium that over 400 soldiers and police officials have combed for four straight days. The Belgian justice minister says the man disappeared Monday and hung around the residence of one of several people he had threatened before booby-trapping his own car with ammunition and four anti-tank missile launchers inside. One of only two women on Sudan's ruling Sovereignty Council said on Saturday she has resigned, accusing the military-dominated transitional government of ignoring civilian voices. The 14-member military-civilian council was set up to steer Sudan through a transition after the army toppled long-serving autocrat Omar al-Bashir in 2019 following months of popular protests. She says she submitted her resignation on May 12th. A day after the killing of two protesters who had been marking the anniversary of a deadly raid on a protest during the 2019 uprising. She accused the transitional authorities in Sudan of leading the country to more killing, injustice, poverty, and suffering, and complained the investigation into the 2019 raid had not yet been completed. Activists say 130 people died in that raid and ensuing violence. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.